This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Benny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
The reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace, our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Angler U, the Houston Fishing Show, Boyd's One Stop, and the Belleville Meat Market. All right, looking at Galveston right now, 68 down on the island this morning, and I didn't see any fog coming in. First morning in a week that I drove in and no fog, but they are calling for morning fog today, then cloudy this afternoon with a high of 72, south winds 10 to 20, and looking at tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, fog developing late, low of 63, winds south 5 to 10, and then for tomorrow, areas of fog early again, then partly cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 71 with east-southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, so no fog right now. Not on my end, anyway, so I know it rolled in last night, but cleared during the night sometime before I left this morning. Anyway, tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions, and there's two of them again. We have a low coming up at 6:55 a.m. It's a negative 0.9, then a high at 4:13 p.m., a 1.2, 7:03 a.m. a sunrise, 6:03 p.m. sunset, and our moon phase is three-quarter. You can get a good look at that moon this morning before it goes down. It's quite bright. And looking around the complex, not a lot of wind this morning. Wind kind of inland a little bit, about 10 miles per hour. Looks like 10 at Eagle Point, kind of out of the south. Kind of a southwest, kind of west-southwest at the North Jetty. It's 5 miles per hour. San Luis Pass is calm. The old rollover side is 3 miles per hour out of the south, so it's starting off good again this morning. And hopefully there's no fog anywhere for anybody to contend with. Looking at water temps pretty much everywhere around the bay, Eagle Point shows the warmest reading with 70 degrees, and most everywhere else is 65, 66, 63, so well into the 60s. Waiting on that cold front for next week. It is going to get a little bit cooler, you know, north of the coast next week. 38, I think, for a low, so that's nothing to worry about. Hopefully it'll stay like this the rest of the year. We'll get on into spring and get with it. Anyway, all right, well, let's run over east of town now. Let's go over to the Golden Triangle area, and let's check in with our good friend at Sabine Lake, Bill Watkins, see what he's up to. Good morning, Bill. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Well, that's good.
But satisfy my curiosity.
Okay.
Just how many oysters did you eat at that get-together?
Oh, that, man, and I can't remember what year that was. I was, man, I was a young stud back in those days. I actually ate 2.5 dozen for lunch. We had a meeting over there with a couple of lure companies, and that's where we went for lunch. And then we decided, man, those oysters are so good, we're going back tonight after the boat show. And then, the record was 13.5 dozen. That's 13.6. And I broke it by one and quit. I went 13.7. Because the guy that worked there said, there's no way one of you boys from Baytown are going to beat this record. It can't be beat. And he's pulling big ones out. I mean, he's killing me, man. But
did you eat them raw?
Yeah. Suicide.
Oh, yeah,
run.
I could eat them all day.
Well, try 13.7 and see what you think. And I'm not talking like little ones out of a can, buddy. I'm talking big Galveston Bay shucked oysters, man.
I don't think I could handle that, but I can eat a lot of raw ones.
Well, I made it out of there, and I made it halfway home before I lost them. Lost all 225 at Deer Park.
that's a good story.
Boy. Yep, Blaine was with me, Tim Young, and I couldn't even drive my truck. I had to get on the passenger side and recline a seat. I was hurting so bad. And it was a bad deal, man. Bad deal. But it was fun getting there.
Yeah, well, heck yeah. Well, anyway, that I just had to know the ending of that story.
Yeah, that was back in the day at Captain Benny's, man. Wasn't too long after they moved from the old shrimp boat location over there to Main Street, where their new location was. I don't know, it was about a year or two after that. But some guy from the L.A. Dodgers or whatever held the record in outfielder. I think he played left field, and I can't remember his name, but Simmons was real proud of it. Said, no way you boys from Baytown could even touch that record. And it just, everything fell together. It was one of those nights.
Yeah, that's a great story.
And I had good coaching, Blaine and Tim and everybody else that was
there. Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I suppose you've been hearing some good fishing stories.
Yeah, fishing's kind of good everywhere, really, you know.
I mean, well, this weather.
I'm not hearing any February monsters up this way yet, but a lot of fish, a lot of school size and decent fish, you know, reds.
Oh, yeah.
Trout, yeah, a little bit of everything.
Still trying to figure out what the difference between 5-trout and 3-trout is, but
two.
I can't put my fingers on that.
Two fish. Well, we got to save some for the sharks and the dolphins, you know.
And then, well, yeah, they need love too.
Yeah, they do. They need food.
Oh man. Well, fishing has been good over here. I mean, I've had it's opening up. I mean, I've got some reports coming in of fish in various and sundry places, all the way from down south, all the way to mid channel up at Sabine Pass. I mean, there's just a whole lot going on.
Right.
It's looking like it, but you know, next cold front will kind of knock it back a little bit, and then we'll be at it again. So,
well,
shouldn't be any problem.
Here we are, starting out another year. Yeah. And I hadn't looked at the Livingston Dam in a while, and I checked it yesterday, and it was up to over 21,000, 21.6, I believe. And Lake Livingston, lake level's a foot above pool, so I didn't even, I just hadn't worried about it. It's been salty for so long, I didn't even think to look. But I just checked it yesterday just for the heck of it, and there is some pretty good flow to the Trinity River right now.
We've still got a little bit in the Natchez, but Toledo Bend's not letting out a whole lot.
Right.
But all that area in the upper bay is, you know, way up there is fresh.
Yeah. Well, it usually is this time of year. You know, we start out like this.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we get a lot of, we had a lot of runoff from those rains in December.
Yeah, and then you had that snow melt too. All that snow, that's just like rain, you know, once it melts.
Now, that was crazy.
Wasn't that something?
My old buddy down in Johnson Bayou on the coast down there, he said he had 7 inches of snow in his yard.
Isn't that something?
Yes. We had 5 inches here at my house.
Right.
North of the freeway, and man, I mean, that had to be a shock for that poor coon ass.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, man, I know he was freaking out. He said, "Oh man, you can't believe this." Yeah, I don't think they'd ever seen snow down there in his whole life, but it went right on to New Orleans. But that, I had to get up on my carport and shovel snow off of it.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
Afraid it would collapse.
Well, it's pretty strong, but the thing is, the pitch of the roof, it changes right there at that carport. And the last time I let that snow stay up there several years ago, kind of, as it started melting, it ran in on the back door.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, that snow melt come down and hit the dam that was created by the ice on the back carport, and it forced it to back up and run over into the back door. I mean,
yeah.
I had to get up there and shovel that off too, but I sealed it, but you know, I didn't trust it.
Flex seal. It's even good in shark infested waters. Remember that commercial?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
And they're not even man eater sharks. They look like nurse sharks swimming around the boat. That I used to laugh at those commercials, man. Flex seal.
Yeah. Well,
put a band-aid on it and keep going, baby.
Yeah, put a Band-Aid. Yeah, wrap some Gorilla Tape around it.
There you go.
That'll fix a lot of things. But, man, I'm
alien
telling
tape.
You. Alien tape, yeah, maybe that would work.
Yeah.
We've got some decent fishing around here right now. But I've had so many people in the boat, I haven't been able to really throw hard baits.
Right, and plug fishing.
Yeah, I had four the time before, but I had one person with me Sunday, and but the fish were too deep.
Right.
They were right on the bottom, you know, 6 to 9 feet, and 10 at one point, and they were laying in the mud and leeches falling off of them when you put them in the boat. So they're just, I guess I could have thrown a corky, but there was a little bit of current. So, you know, crab traps around and difficult. Yeah, it was just difficult to do. But I'm sure this week they've swarmed all over the flats.
I mean, we've got 65, 70 degree water all over the board, man. I mean, it's just nuts.
Can you even believe it?
What a change.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, hopefully we can keep any more Arctic blast out of here.
I hope so.
Move on into a normal spring, if there's such a thing anymore. I know the bass guys are licking their chops. It's Bob Green sent me a picture of some fish he was catching yesterday at Fayette County, and those bass already had those black spots on there, you know, that hormonal change they go through, you know, before the spawn and all that. And it's happening. It's coming early.
I always call those black beauty marks.
Black beauty marks, yeah.
Yeah, those fish, some of them have them, some don't, but they're really right. Pretty like
that. All right. Let me knock this break out. I'll be right back at you, man. Hang on, Bill. Coming right back. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Allied's got you covered. And remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:18 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we are back, my friend.
Well, hunting season's over, pretty much.
Pretty much.
That's another one in the can.
Well, just think how miserable we'd be if it was there was a fishing season. You know, like a hunting season. You get, you know, 2 or 3 months to fish, and then you can't, you know.
Oh, that would be terrible.
That'd be hard on a person, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. You know, up in the North Country where the lakes freeze over, they go out there and fish on the ice and bore holes in it, and I just don't think I could get off to that.
Ah, man, I wouldn't. That's, I don't know.
Not my thing.
If I was a big time beer drinker, videos. That'd be pretty good. You get you one of those shanties out there over the lake and sit in there and drink beer and watch TV and ice fish, you know, with a heater.
Yeah, one of them little mini rods. That's crazy.
Yep. Grumpy Old Men. I love those two shows. Those were funny, man. Classic.
Yeah. But hopefully we won't get any more Arctic blasts this year, like you said. And we'll be...
I know the white bass are going off. I'm seeing a lot of people tearing them white bass up, you know, up the, you know, in the creek arms and all that stuff. Up
oh,
the Trinity.
Yeah.
It's that time of year, man.
Yeah, I haven't talked to any of my friends that have gone up above Toledo Bend in the river.
Right.
And they usually just tear them up there. And they sometimes they'll put little crawfish tails on them. On the hook, if it's really muddy, and they just catch them. It's like no problem to get your limit.
Yeah, OHIV is still pumping out giant bass up there, and you know all these lakes. There's some big bass being caught right now. It's just getting started.
I sure do. I miss my bass fishing.
Yeah, this time of year,
it's already into February, and I still haven't gone bass fishing one time, and I just went one afternoon in August last year, just for about 2 hours, and that's just wrong. Somehow I've got to break off of this, but it eats up your time staying on the fish here. You know?
Yeah, it does.
These saltwater fish, they move.
It's hard to do both and stay on top of things.
It is. But somehow I've got to break loose and just go. Maybe I'll just take a 2-day trip and go up there and see what I can come up with.
Well, I keep waiting to hear one of them big whale gators from down south. You know, lower Laguna Baffin area, somebody's going to bust one with this weather like it's been.
Oh, it should. That should happen.
I think that next cold front next week, and it cools down quite a bit. And, you know, with this moon phase the way it is, you know, with a full moon coming up, with a combination of that, somebody's going to bust a big one. It's got to happen.
What's the biggest you've heard of so far?
I didn't actually get to see the fish, but I heard of one out of the Mansfield area a couple of weeks ago going a little over 11. And then, you know, I'm hearing of a lot of 6s and 7s and 8 here or there right now. But, you know, it's inevitable. Somebody's going to step into one.
It's impressive what they've got down there.
Well, we used to have it here. Hopefully we can get back to that status again.
Yeah, I would like to see that.
I remember, you know, West Galveston Bay used to turn out some really giant fish this time of year. People wading them coves over there, and, you know, you get these little warming trends between fronts and get you a good southerly, and a lot of wade fishermen would work those coves and sandbars and guts leading into them, and, you know, especially late February, early March, they called them March monsters. March monsters.
Well, I have not seen any wade fishermen on Sabine Lake yet. And that's kind of surprising, because February is always a good month for, you know.
Yeah, that's when we used to start out. You know, we start wading at Louisiana side over there about this time of year. Now, the redfish would drive you crazy. Boy, they'd come through there like the Green Bay Packers, buddy. They'd melt down. They'd destroy every corky you got.
Yeah.
They'd ease through, and them old big trout would come behind them.
Those redfish, I'm telling you. One of my good customers called me yesterday afternoon about 3 o'clock, and he said, "I'm loading up the boat. Where do I need to go?" I said, "Well, go down to the to Sabine Pass. There's some redfish up on those points down there." And he texted me after dark, and he had like 10 redfish laying on the deck.
Goodness.
Yeah, there was three of them. They got their limit, man. That and good slot reds too.
Right.
I just texted him back, said I love it when a plan comes together, man.
Yeah, buddy.
That
makes for a quick trip, you know, 3 in the afternoon, go out and slaughter them like that and back on the trailer before dark.
Yeah, that's what they did, man. I mean, he said, we probably could have caught more, but we just quit. I said, well, ain't no use sore-mouthing them when you don't have to.
No, that's true. Save some for seed.
That's exactly right. And
this is a good time of year that you don't have to get out there at daylight. I mean, you can pull off some great afternoon trips and late evening trips, you know, with the sun going down and you just drive out of them. They're just eating everything you throw at them.
Yeah.
Run in the dark, done that a million times, in the fog, and load up on the trailer and get ready for the next day. But you can sleep in.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what's tough is when you do an all-day trip, morning and an afternoon, you do a double and then turn around the next morning and go back out there again.
Yeah.
Because inevitably you can't get home and in the bed before 10 or 10:30.
No way.
And then it's up again and doing it again. That's hard on a fella.
Boy, I did that for a lot of years, you know, get to bed by midnight, alarm goes off at 4, and go through the motions again the next day. Weeks on end. That'll take it out of you, buddy. It's not easy when you're working at it like that. And the spring's the worst time because, man, you don't know when those fish are going to go off. You get kind of in that April rut, and these fish get... They just get lockjaw. You'll get that first little inkling of early morning bite and think, man, we're going to be through early, and then it goes away, and then you grind all day, and then they light back off again about an hour or two before dark. And you got to be there or be square, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that can be a tough month.
Yeah, I can't roll like that anymore, daylight till dark.
No. No, I'm not going to do that. It's just... I don't even really like
it. If there's
like
7- and 8-pounders swimming around everywhere, I'll do it. You can bet on that. I'll keep grinding.
Doing doubles is hard anymore.
Just something about big fish, man. Your adrenaline kicks in and it'll keep you, you know, get a big bite here or there ever so often. It just keeps you going. But
yeah, if a 7-pound trout don't excite you, you might as well just play golf or something.
Well, that's what we live for, the big bites.
Well, I hadn't caught one in a long time.
Me either. And I used to catch them all the time. I'm spoiled. Pretty rotten.
Those were the days.
You know, I'm just glad I was, you know, born at the right time. Went through the best of the best.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't take that away from you.
No.
Yeah, it's, you know, it hadn't even been a year with these 3 fish limits yet, and it seems a lot longer than that, doesn't it?
It does. But All I know is there's a whole lot of 14-inch fish out there.
Yeah.
On the Texas side.
You realize how long we've been saying that?
Yes, years.
For about 9 or 10 years now. Well, ever since Harvey, when was that? 2017. So that's, you know, 8 years. Be 8 years this August. But it, man, these bays on this upper coast went through a lot of major changes with weather events. Really did.
Yeah. Well, we've, if your trout get bunched up in a place where they're really thick, you know, like in the upper reaches of the bayous in the fall and stuff like that, they can get worked on real hard once people find them.
Oh yeah,
there's
word
somebody
gets out.
On them every day.
Yeah,
and you're gonna get your 15 plus inch fish right away. I mean, you know, and then as you just keep working on them and working on them for 2 months, they just stay there and stay there and stay there, and it doesn't rain, and it's hard. It gets harder and harder to get the 15 inch plus.
And simple math.
It's simple math, and they're bunched up where they can be targeted, and you know, everybody wants to get their limit. It doesn't matter whether it's 3 or 5; they're going to get what they can get toward that limit. And hey, it's just simple math, like you say.
It adds up. It really does.
Yeah, I watched it last year when fish were down in the lower end of the system all summer long. You know, you had to stay on your toes to get what you needed to get. But, you know, down there, I can stay on the Louisiana side forever and keep 13-inch fish, you know. So I'm not that concerned about it. But I do try to limit what I catch.
Right.
Don't beat them up, in other words. I move around a lot. While they're feeding real good, you catch a few and leave that spot and go on to the next one. And but every once in a while, you get stuck in a rut where you can't – there's nowhere else to go. And then you have to stay and kind of hammer on your fish, but –
Well, you know, even back in the good old days, when we had so many tons of fish, and you'd keep going back to the till day in and day out with everybody else, and the fish, you know, these schools on these flats, they'd start out big. Everybody was catching, you know, 7 and 8 pound fish, tons of fives and all that, and then after about 2 weeks of whittling on them back with, you know, 10 and 20 fish limits. In a couple of weeks, you'd go in there and all you'd catch is small fish, 2 pounds and under. You just, everybody goes, man, where'd those fish move to? I said, they didn't. We caught all of them. Oh, there's no way. I said, yeah, there he is. Look how many people have been over here and been on top of this. It's time to move
That's
on.
Right.
Then you'd find them again, some big ones, and whittle them away again.
Yeah, in a way, I'm glad that's kind of over with, but...
I'm not. I wish it was like that again.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'm not seeing any difference in the size of the trout on the Louisiana side or the Texas side.
No difference.
It's
pretty much
the same
clones.
Difference. Yeah. Yeah, you'll get some 18s every once in a while and some 20s,
mm-hmm.
21s. And then you'll lose contact with those, and they'll be somewhere else. But they're in and out. They're in and out of the shallows right now. There's a whole lot of bait out there, but they're tiny. And then there's some mullet, small mullet out there, and I suspect that some of those trout are eating small mullet.
Right.
You know, I hadn't kept that many here lately. To really get a good survey on what they're eating.
Exactly.
And you know, a lot of times you catch those trout, they'll throw up their stomach contents before you get them in the boat, and they'll empty out, and you clean them, and there's nothing in there, but they're healthy and fat. So
sure, well yeah, they're getting good. Well, this time of year they get that way, and we're catching resident fish that don't swim a lot, and they're sticking to their areas, and they fatten up real quick. All right, yeah, Bill. Well, I got to run, buddy. Always fun talking to you. If somebody wants to call you about coming over and hanging out and doing some fishing, man, give them some info. Give them a number.
409-673-9211.
All right, buddy. Well, have a good weekend. Good talking to you.
Hey, thank you, man.
Later, bud. All right. Well, you know, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding its library of videos to cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. And weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience. And they're steadily expanding its library of videos to cover all topics, and they're archived so you can see patterns over time, along with educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, go to AnglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. That'll save you a ton of money. Just go to AnglerU.com. That's AnglerU.com and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:38 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Conroe and check in with the fish dude this morning. Richard, good morning. How are you, man?
Self.
Hey, bud. What's going on?
You know I'm good. Not a lot, brother. How you doing?
Oh, just going through the motions like you are.
I heard that. There ain't no doubt. It's nice and warm out. That's for dang sure.
Yeah, it is. So. Man, it's felt good, man. Just, you know, T-shirts, short-sleeve shirts, and milling around.
You know it. Ain't no doubt. But I tell you what, I think it's messing with the lake a little bit. The lake yesterday, I noticed it looked like it was turning over. So that was something. Yeah, I know. I mean,
well, we got some cold weather coming next week. It'll turn it back over.
I know it. I tell you what. Well, it's. I mean, I got to looking around yesterday because I went to looking for them hybrids again. Them goofy rascals are kind of hiding from me right now, but got to looking for them, and I got to looking at dang at foamy on stuff all over the surface. It's like goodness. So it's kind of odd to see it turning over this time of year. Normally it's a summertime thing, but then we got out them catfish, and they were even a little bit slower. So it's when it algae start releasing from the bottom like that, it kind of kills oxygen in the water, so those fish kind of get messed up for a little bit and don't want to bite, so it's like goodness. But that's all right, we still got a bunch of catfish. It's just like I said, them dang old hybrids are kind of hiding from me right now. I gotta figure them out again. I don't know what the heck's going on with them right now, because I've been down south, I've been up north, I've been in the, I hadn't gone way back in the creeks yet, but I'm kind of guessing that maybe what's happening, they're moving back in the creeks pretty good. But it's just they're on the move. The bait's on the move. Everything else is going. So it's like I say, just one of them things. Then getting ready for the fishing show next week. So it's that's
you can
another
have a booth
thing.
In there again.
Oh yeah, yeah. Might as well. I mean, it's just. That's pretty much about the only advertising I do every year, so I might as well go in there and get to running my head to everybody. So that's a good thing. I like talking to everybody. The only problem is, hopefully, I don't get sick again this year. I mean, every dang year I get in there, I end up getting show crud or
that's
whatever.
The only problem.
So, I know it, but it's one of the things, you know, just kind of. Get in there and do my thing, you know, that's the main thing. Run my head, and I think I'm going to be bouncing back and forth between my booth and the Bass Assassin booth anyway, because
yeah.
it's they got a bunch going on over there, got some new stuff happening, so I'm going to take a look at everything. So that's one of the main things. And then naturally get my seminars where I get to show people how to take them backlashes out and stuff like that. So it's, you know, that's one thing I tell people all the time. If you're going to throw a bait caster, you might as well get used to a backlash. So, you know, you learn how to take them out and just, and that way you're good. You know, it's, because it, no matter how
good, learn how not to get them.
Well, I heard that, but no matter how good you are, how long you've been throwing them, at some point you're going to get a backlash. I mean, it just doesn't matter. You know, I get them occasionally, not that often, but I do get them. So that's, you know, that's the main thing. Learn how to get them out of there, and it's too easy to do. So you know, it's just one of those things. You practice getting them out, and normally, you know, now in that show, sometime when I'm showing people, because I try to get some pretty bad backlashes in there when I'm showing people. And when I'm showing them, I kind of get in a rush, and I don't take my time to get them out. But normally I can have them out in less than 30 seconds, you know. So it's sometimes way quicker than that, you know, just a matter of.
I've seen some over the years just pull the pink and shears out and go to cutting, buddy, because there's
I've had to do that too. I mean,
that's called a bird nest right there, buddy.
You're not kidding. When it goes all the way to the bottom of the spool, you ain't got much.
I get a backlash. It's just a couple little loops of line. It's loose line after, you know.
Yeah,
about 10 yards and get it tight. You know, you're
right.
Jigging lures, and then you're catching up, you know, slack, and, you know,
That's it, you know. But then when you get those where it goes all the way to the bottom of the spool, you ain't got no choice.
No,
you just got to cut. And there ain't no doubt. Cutting reef spool, that's why I carry extra line with me always, too. So it's, you know, it's one of them things. And then I've also been talking with, you know, I use that Mr. Whiskers for my stink bait. That's the stuff with all the cattail fibers and stuff like that in it. Well, I've been talking with them for about 6 months and telling them, hey, I'm using a whole lot of your bait, so we need to do something. So what they did is they sent me a deal. Is you go to whiskerseeker.com and then use this promo code FishDudeTX15.
Right.
You can get 15% off of that bait. So that's, you know, if anybody orders that stuff from that website, that's all you got to do. Add that and you get 15% off. So that's, you know, like I said, I've been working with them about 6 months on it. They didn't want to do it for a long time. So it's, just kept telling them, hey, you know, I'm catching a lot of dang fish on your bait. So it's, one of those things. And that's, you know, and people ask me about it all the time, what bait you use. You've asked me, I mean, lots of people ask me about that bait. So it's one of those things that it's one of the consistent things that I do is use that stuff. So whenever, you know, like I say, you might as well, if you order it, you might as well take advantage of that 15% off on it. And so it's, and I'm going to start putting it on my Facebook stuff whenever I'm really just catfishing and stuff, and I'm actually thinking about doing a couple little videos and kind of showing people this is how I do it, you know, and you know, just sit there in the boat and kind of bait everything up and show them how I got my hook and weight and all that good stuff and drop it down. That, because so many people just, I mean, I get messages all the time, how deep are they, how are you catching them, da 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 da, and stuff like that, because it's, you know, too easy to do. Once you figure it out, it's just drop it down there and get it on them. And, you know, all I ever do is use me a treble hook and a couple of little egg sinkers for the most part. I'll use some, I think I've got like quarter ounce egg sinkers. And most of the time I stack two of them on top of each other. And then that treble hook, and just let the weight hit the hook. You know, a lot of people try to.
Okay. You're using a knocker rig.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like,
you know,
them do on a jetty, you can get unhung real easy with those.
Yes. Those weights will actually bounce if you hang up and shake it.
Push that hook
knock
loose.
It right off.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. So, you know, and just simple little things like that, you know, it kind of helps people out and get them out there catching them, you know, on their own, you know, especially when you're taking the kids and stuff like that out. You know, that's the biggest thing. Get them out there and make sure they're successful at catching everything. And You know, a lot of times I went up to a number four hook, which I shouldn't have never done. You know, I need to stay down on a six.
Six or eight, yeah.
Right, a six or eight treble hook, because you don't need all that bait. So many people tend to overbait their hook, you know, when you're catfishing and stuff like that. And I tell people all the time, I'm going to tell you like my dad told me, we're just trying to catch them. We're not trying to fatten them up. You know, they're already as big as they're going
to
be.
We don't need to feed them.
That's it. So, you know, the main thing is you get enough bait on that hook, just enough so they can kind of have to search for it, find it, and whenever they do find it, you'll catch them. You know, when you get a big wad of bait on that hook, a lot of times they're knocking off the bait off the edges of it before they even get down there to the hook. And so you're setting the hook and giving them basically a free meal is what you're doing. You just cover up your hook and make sure you got it where the hook's just barely covered up, and then drop it down there and let them rascals
start. Drop it on there. Drop it down and set the hook, baby. All right, Richard. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to come up and fish with you, give them some info how they can get with you, buddy.
All right, Mick, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com. Or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, bud. Richard, always fun. See you, man. I'll talk to you next
y'all have
week.
Fun.
All right, bud. Bye. See you. All right, now let's run over to Matagorda. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., good morning.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Well, I rested up a couple of days, and I'm going to run an afternoon trip with Bink this afternoon and fish tomorrow and rest up a couple more days.
Well, get it now.
Don't think I've missed anything. It sounds like everybody's catching fish.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad.
No.
Not bad at all.
No. A lot of people, you know, releasing a lot of fish over 20 inches, which is
good.
It's good. Give us something to catch this summer.
Good for the fishery.
Yep. Weed out some of them smaller ones. No, I've heard of a few good wade fishing trips. People on them. A lot of that's in the mud. You know.
Well, it's that time of year for that. That's
yeah.
It's where we used to go get those big ones in the mud.
And I just I can't get that mud anymore.
No, I'm done with mud.
Used to, man. Used to walk through it like a deer.
Miles a day in that stuff.
Yeah, like a deer. Just nothing to it. I kind of miss it, but whatever. There's still plenty of other stuff to do.
There is.
You know? Going out to the fishing show this year?
I don't know. It depends on whether I get sick or not.
You go out there, you're going to get sick.
If I go, I'll get sick. If I'm sick, I might as well go ahead and go.
Yeah.
I don't know. That last show I got so sick, I don't even want to bother with it. Live to fish another day.
Yeah, me too. We did that for so damn long.
I know.
I got it out of my
system. When you're younger, you could shake that stuff off, but now that we're older, I mean, it hangs on forever.
Yeah.
It's hard on you.
And there's a lot of people that's got that crud right now, too.
I know. I've got friends that are fighting that stuff, had it for a week or so now. And I'm staying away from them.
Yeah. Yep. It's what you got to do. It's easy to catch. One little old handshake can do it.
That's all it takes.
Yeah. One mistake.
Stay outdoors.
Yeah. Well, no, everything's good over here. It's I'm still not hearing much of the river, but the bay's full of fish. Tide's really been low. Really low.
Well, we've been getting a good, you know, incoming and a good outgoing. Those two tide days where you got a lot of current all day long, and it's I like it that way.
Yeah, but it just don't seem to come up a lot.
Four tide day, you know, up my way, a four tide day, they're just weaker and it's not as good. Two tide days is way better for me because I'm so far up north, you know, my area.
Right.
Two tide
days. Is all of y'all water in good shape over there now?
Yeah, everything's good. Back's getting a little fresh again, you know, with the river running and, you know, after the rains we had and everything, but it's nothing major. Won't hurt anything.
Yeah. I don't see a lot of rain in sight on the forecast, or hopefully no more freezes, but, you know, we've got some bad ones toward the end of February before.
We've had them in March, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we have.
I think we've had snow in March before.
Yeah. I'll never forget that that Redfish Cup tournament we were fishing in, I think it was Lafitte, you know, and we had this mild weather and
And everybody was heading to Walmarts and everywhere buying warm clothing, long underwear and new coats and everything. Remember that? That was cold.
Yeah, I had to go to Salvation Army and get some stuff. It was so
Salvation
cold.
Army.
Yep. I don't know. I haven't heard of any giants, you know, just
yeah.
Seems like every boat's catching a 6 or a 7 every day.
Mm-hmm.
But
somebody will bust one.
Yeah. You know, I heard of one guy having a giant on and losing it wade fishing and
mm-hmm.
But all the big catches I'm hearing coming from down south.
Yeah.
These guys are doing pretty good. You going to talk to Cliff today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll check his pulse, see what kind of week he had. They've been catching some pretty fish down there. Then I'll talk to Rihanna tomorrow, too, you know, see how she's been doing this week on big fish waiting in Mansfield. So,
yeah.
It's all good.
Yes, sir. This mild weather, it's hard to believe that water temperature is 70 degrees already.
It is, isn't it? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It came up just as fast as it went down. Well, not quite as fast, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm starting to see that green slime growing in the water already.
Boy, we'd see that old green slime in West Bay. Remember all them big fish we used to catch this time of year in West Bay and that old green slime?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, buddy.
Those were the days.
Yes, sir.
East Bay, too.
All the bays.
Trinity was always a little later, you know, because it was such a big body of water, it took a lot longer to warm it up. And you weren't getting those good Gulf tides yet, but.
Yeah,
it was the backup for late spring fishing.
Yeah, those big old lineups we used to do in late March and early April on the East Shoreline.
May. That May 83 was unreal. Those were the biggest lineups. That was just absolutely crazy. That river got up, and, man, all them white shrimp flushing out, and just, man, shrimp boats are all out deep and pushing every fish to the shoreline. That was crazy.
It was. Glad I got to see it.
Mirror lures. Big girl beat down.
No doubt. No doubt.
All right, Charlie. Well, Super Bowl, that'll be the end of it, and we'll start our spring off. Get to fishing.
Get to fishing and get to watch some good baseball, hopefully.
That's it. I'm waiting on baseball season. Me and you both. All right,
yes,
Charlie,
sir.
Somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing with you. Give them a number, man.
Cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, buddy. Charlie, have a good weekend. See you next week.
You too, Mickey.
All right, later, man. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.